WGNU.org.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on what was a beautiful Saturday morning turning into a gray, cloudy Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. I don't have a forecast in front of me, but let's just say I hope you enjoyed yesterday's warmth, because it's not going to be like that for a little while. But that's okay. We've got plenty of music to keep you warm today for the next hour. If you'd like to get in touch, you can reach me at 303-442-4242. We've got part two of my interview with Ila Bamba coming up about halfway through the show, so stick around for that and a lot of great music all around it here on Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Do tempo
a me passar na vida, esqueço da morte não. Lembra de se lembrar do tempo, a te passar da morte, a vida não esquece não. Lembro de me lembrar do tempo, a te passar da vida, esqueço da morte não. Lembra de se lembrar do tempo, a te passar da morte, a vida não esquece não. Lembro de quanto que vale a vida, o quanto que vale o canto, na morte, na solidão. Penso na saúde que sorria para a dor desta ferida que não cicatriza então.
marchar sin motivo ni razón. Y lo dice mi corazón. Me duele al saber que he sido un paso más en tu sendero de amor. Y que te vas sin marchar sin motivo ni razón. Y lo dice mi corazón.
Past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Joel Davis, and with you this and most every Saturday, noon to one on listener-supported KGNU. We began the program with brand new music from Brazil's Electric Zamba Sustenta o Karma. It's a single that they just released through their Bandcamp, maybe as recently as yesterday. I know I got the notification for it pretty recently and just grabbed it this morning. So I was putting the show together. Also new music, also from Bandcamp, Abrau, and a track called Lembra from an album called Om Nam. I flipped through the album, and there's some other really cool stuff in there that I will be revisiting when I have a little more time. And then from Pauken and Trompeten present Cumbia Edits, it was Los Destellos and Mis Sentimientos featuring Ximena Salignana. And that is the Barrio Cats edit. Right now in the background, it is Django Reinhardt, edited by Barda. The song is Minor Swing, and this comes from Isla Edits Volume 2, Tierra, from the Fertile Discos label. And that's what we just listened to. And we've got a lot of music still ahead, of course, new and not so new, to keep you entertained heading into your Saturday afternoon. Thank you for joining me and making KGNU and Terrasonic part of your weekend. Support for today's program comes from Swallow Hill Music, presenting Pokey Lafarge on March 22nd and the Masters of Hawaiian Music featuring George Kahumoko Jr. on March 23rd. Details can be found at swallowhillmusic.org. 303-442-4242. If you'd like to reach me in person today, you can also reach me via email anytime, terrasonic@gmail.com. As I mentioned at the top of the show, coming up around 12:30 or so, or about the halfway point of today's program, we're going to check out part two of my interview with Ila Bamba. Part one aired on this past Thursday's Afternoon Sound Alternative, which I hosted, and we'll get the full interview up on afterfm.com very shortly, like Monday probably. But part two of that interview with Ila Bamba coming up in just a few minutes. Ila Bamba coming to the Larimer Lounge. KGNU presents Ila Bamba at the Larimer Lounge on February 24th. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Мечтала я, и ты мечтал.
suis un sauvage, mais pas esclave, ça va pas de soi. Malgré ma douche quotidienne aux enzymes, dans le métro, mon odeur assomme les illuminés. Je suis un sauvage, mais ils ont réussi à me faire chanter. Je suis fier d'être bourguignon. Ils sont futés tout de même. Écoutez, arrêtez votre cinéma. Ce n'est pas parce que je prends un petit whisky que je suis imposable, hein? Avec quelle sauce préférez-vous être mangé? C'est l'État qui paye. Rongez-vous les ongles, vous verrez qu'il réagirait, c'est un faible. En me prostituant pour ma liberté, j'ai découvert le fric. Évidemment, je n'avais plus de salive pour cracher dessus. Je me suis aperçu trop tard qu'il exploitait la conscience par l'inconscience. Comme dit le concierge de la Maison Blanche, c'est un crâneur. Truquez tout, mais pas le rire tout de même. Papa. Si le curé a fermé l'œil, c'est qu'il espérait se faire pardonner. De grâce, ne lui lancez pas la première pierre. Vous en aurez besoin. Olé. We'll be right back.
Terrasonic on KGNU, halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Joel Davis here with you, and thank you for joining me. The day is graying further as the afternoon progresses, and I don't think it's going to get any warmer than it is right now here on the Front Range for the next several days, so enjoy it while you can. Maybe too late, actually, but anyway. We just heard from Fotso and a track called French Girl from African Airways 5, Brace Brace Boogie, 1976 to 82, out now on the Africa 7 record label. Before that, new music from Ngon Ndong, a producer originally from Gabon living in Montreal, and from his brand new album, Maître, we heard a cool track that I can't pronounce. For that, it was Alfred Panul and the Art Ensemble of Chicago, going back to 1970, a song called Je suis un sauvage. Alfred Panul from Benin and Art Ensemble of Chicago from, Chicago. And that's for a new compilation out on the Orcadres label. And it's an overview of music from the French diaspora from back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. I just came across this morning. There is a lot of cool stuff in there, and I look forward to getting back to that and bringing more of that for you to listen to in future episodes of Terrasonic. Before Alfred Panu and the Art Ensemble of Chicago, it was Mashru Lila from Lebanon and a track called Raksit Lila, and from DJ Click's latest project, Click Here. The record is Play It Again. The track was called Meta. And in the background right now, it's the Mexican Institute of Sound, Federación from Suave Patria. And up next, we're going to get into part two of my interview with Lucilena Mendoza, the creator, founder of Ila Bamba. They're coming to the Larimer Lounge on February 24th in a show that KGNU is presenting. And I was very happy to have the opportunity to speak with Lucilena Mendoza over the phone last week. We aired part one of that interview on the Thursday afternoon Sound Alternative. Part two coming your way right now, and we'll get the whole thing up on After FM in the next couple of days or so. So here we go. Me speaking with Lucilena Mendoza from Ila Bamba here on KGNU and Terrasonic. Do you think that expressing or showing your vulnerability or one's vulnerability is in a way kind of a new expression of strength?
I think it's not a new, the strength has been there from the beginning. I think that in the ways, there's new ways that people are starting to look at it, but it's not a new thing. That is something that's been practiced from the beginning, you know? It's just now people are starting to, I think, and I hope for this in a world where people start, like, really unpacking, like, within themselves. There's so much trauma. There's so much going on. We're, like, living in these times where, like, we're going to live in this generation a lot of painful, awkward, you know, hard, you know, divisive conversations and really looking at each other. It's like affecting us for the good and for all the other things that are the gray areas of emotions, you know, for everyone involved. And like, I think I just can't help you myself. This is how I feel. You know, I feel like this right now. And I feel like I'm not the only one that feels this way. And it's not a new thing. It's just now, it's like, it's just not, being vulnerable is just not socially accepted.
Right, but that's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at, though, is like, I mean, I know the strength has always been there, but I think that we're in a time now, because for so long, it you know, part of U.S. culture has been, you know, oh, I'm good, I'm strong, everything's fine, I'm okay. But there are also times when you're not feeling that, but you're still saying that. And now maybe it's becoming more accepted to say, I'm not okay right now, or I've got problems. We all have problems, and it's just okay to kind of admit that and live with that and be out front with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I feel there's a thing where, and I've talked to my friends about this, like me coming from, like my parents coming from Mexico, I'm going to talk as like a person of color, as like a Chicana, like growing up with like Mexican family, all the things that are attached to that, the complexities and the depths of like knowing an emotional like intelligence behind a language and a culture is just beyond this world. Like, I don't even, like, that's intimidating, you know, for people that have never experienced that. In America, everything's okay. Everything's okay. No one has problems. That's not how I was raised. We have a different way of talking about grief and struggle, you know, and we wear our hearts on our sleeves, you know, and this whole thing of like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. You know, it's like so much code switching to like accommodate that. And like, I'm like, you know what? It's okay to say you're not okay. And that doesn't mean that I'm not okay. To say that you're not okay, and like this fear behind that, there's so much strength behind that. Like, seeing my parents coming from a different country and knowing that that was difficult, and there's so many aspects of how not okay that was, you know? And, like for them, like, really struggling with so many things. But how, what makes it okay is that they continued and worked hard to make it okay, you know? That's, like, we keep going when we feel like we're not okay. It's, you know? Does that make sense?
Sure.
And, like, I feel like there's such a stigma with saying, like, or whatever not okay means. It can be like, hey, I feel this way, or I believe in this, or I put my boundary on that. You know, it's like, it's okay to, I'm doing more of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just to kind of like add to that, to what you're saying about, it's just like when I hear about like, when people are saying, oh, everything's fine, like I really relate it to something else. It's like this umbrella of like patriarchy and like this like or like no one knows how to exercise, like, you know, the real feelings, you know? I don't know. But anyway.
In the bio on your website, it states that Mujeres ventures into the discomfort of the stories we tell ourselves. What are some of the stories you were telling yourself as you wrote the music for this record?
Well, the stories I've told myself, I don't know if it's more of like trying to make sure that I don't get buried in like in these voices of like self-doubt, that like me as a woman, or like that what I do is not like valuable, you know? And so I'm always trying to change that story. Does that make sense? That narrative.
Yeah. Has the journey to and through this record gone a long way towards quelling that self-doubt?
Well, it's a journey. It's an everyday thing. Yeah. I definitely, you know, feel how I feel, like how I'm, everything I'm expressing to you is exactly where I'm at emotionally with everything. So what do you think is happening, like, through the record? Like, as I'm talking to you, like, this is all, it just wraps up since the moment we started talking. It's just, that's how I feel. The record is going to be released, and I'm giving you all this body of emotion of what I feel now, and it's already recorded, you know? So mm-hmm. It continues to be an ongoing, you know, process of, like, you know, being able to articulate myself and stand up for myself and stand up for other people. And, like, what happens if, like, you know, there's people that have self-doubt every single day and never even get the chance to even explore, a celebration of oneself.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, yeah.
You're the child of Mexican immigrants, and through your career you've talked about how you've struggled with that, but it's also given you a lot of positive influences. What part of that upbringing are you most eager to shed, if you haven't already? And what part, if any, are you most grateful for?
Every single inch and centimeter of part of me, every part, that is me. If I can't, I don't just share one part. I've been sharing every 150% of all that, you know?
Are you close with your family?
There is a closeness, but there's also, unfortunately, some sort of disconnect because of, you know, I was raised here, you know, on that way. So we're close in a way that I can't even explain, you know. It's like a very beautiful, soaring closeness. Yeah, I can't even, I don't know if you can really understand what I'm saying. But yeah, of course.
I was going to ask what your family thinks about your music and your career.
I think that they have a different way of seeing what's happening because of obvious reasons, and it's what makes me feel different and see the world differently. And it's something that, as I believe that as parents, they're just trying to, I mean, that question is so loaded, dude, so loaded, and the answer is so loaded. There's so much attached to it that, like, I don't even know how to begin to unpack all of that.
Fair enough.
Honestly. So, yeah.
You grew up listening to a lot of traditional Mexican music. Do you still listen to much?
Of course. Of course I listen to that. Of course. I'm Mexican. I'm Mexican-American. I'm telling you how strong it is and where I come from. Of course I still listen to Mexican music. Of course.
When you hit Denver, you'll be about halfway through a 2-month tour that starts this Saturday. Do you enjoy life on the road?
I feel like it's important to be around good people. And if you're around good people, then yeah, it's super badass. And I've lucked out. I've been like collaborating and playing music with awesome, good-hearted gems. And I get to explore a little bit more about the States and get to meet people along. And the people that come to the shows, we're all coming together and really like addressing a lot of these things that really affect us. And it's been awesome to meet the audience, you know, all the people that are supporting me. So those parts of tour is super special, very unique, one-time only experiences, and like the change that and the impact that it has on us as a band and them as people is beautiful. It's like, it's very, very inspiring and encouraging. It makes me feel like that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, that we're building this together. And tour is difficult because you're sacrificing your personal space and your energy, but overall it's labor, you know, and it's beautiful. It's good labor.
Some call your music Latin or Latinx. Others describe you as indie or a folk rocker or singer-songwriter. What are your thoughts on genre? In what bin, quote-unquote, would you put your music?
I would put myself as a person. I don't really think about genres, honestly.
That's what I like to hear. Luce, thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to seeing
you
in Denver in a few weeks. Good luck with the tour and the release.
Yeah, come and say hi.
I definitely will.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Lucilena Mendoza from Ila Bamba coming to the Larimer Lounge February 24th. KGNU presenting that show, Los Mocachetes and Inaya Lujan also on the bill. I'm looking forward to it and hope to see you there. Let's get back to the music now. We're going to, we've got this Mexican Institute of Soundtrack, Federación, in the black background. And that's going to take us into an Ila Bamba track from their latest Mujeres that just came out last week. And we're going to listen to a song titled Una Letra. It's Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
Thank you. mi cuerpo como una serpiente, ojalá con dirección, que me provoca hasta el fin de mi mente. No es que me falta paciencia, si es tu amor, una otra que mi madre me dejó.
Oh, bolo pura, tolo pura, sat se ten lagge, de lagge, de lagge. Oh, na kar maan re paye wala, bad bad pehna bagge, de lagge, de lagge. Khara khota tu parkhe a jaave, pave saraf de lagge, de lagge, de lagge. Khara khota tu parkhe a jaave, pave saraf de lagge.
Oh, a vista é ver de perto, quem de perto está vendo vê melhor quem revista vendo certo, quem de certo não sendo nem pior. Mas o caso pior de tudo isso é quem nisto está visto e não se vê, não se cala, não ouve, não se lê, que a cegueira da crença nela crê. Quem de perto está vendo vê melhor quem revista vendo certo, quem de certo não sendo nem pior. Mas o caso pior de tudo isso é quem nisto está visto e não se vê, não se cala, não ouve, não se lê, que a cegueira da crença nela crê.
Just inside 5 minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Coming in for a landing, we just heard the music of Charanjit Singh from his classic record Synthesizing. 10 ragas to a disco beat, sort of a precursor to the whole acid music thing. It came out many years ago. And that that song is the one short, slow, chilled out song with lyrics. Everything else is instrumental and very disco raga like. Before that, Solace, Bounce, the ATS Flash Mob Worldwide Remix from the Bounce EP, and Ilabamba and Una Letra from Mujeres that followed my interview with her. We'll get that up on After FM shortly and hope to see you at the Larimer Lounge for Ilabamba on February 24th. In the background right now, it's Nicola Cruz Obsidiana from his new record, Siku, out on the ZZK Records label. That's just about going to do it for Terrasonic, but stick around. We've got headlines from the BBC coming up at the top of the hour, followed by 3 hours of the best in reggae bloodline or reggae music on the Reggae Bloodline show. J-Dub in the house with you today, flying solo. Sure, it is going to be a very eerie afternoon, and hope you'll stay tuned for that. At 4 o'clock, George Cotting in with African Roots. 2 hours of the best in African music, followed by an hour of news from the BBC. And then it's Wyatt and Sound Lab coming up at 7 o'clock, kicking off KGNU's Saturday evening music programming. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find an archive for today's program at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. You'll find the playlist there as well. And After FM, of course, is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music resource with all sorts of archive programs, shows that don't air on the air, interviews, performances, and much more, all at afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive for Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. And I invite you to follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. And one last thing, tonight is KGNU and the Lion's Lair's quarterly showcase taking place at the Lion's Lair on Colfax. We've got Lady Gang in the house, Joshua Trinidad, the Milk Blossoms. I'll be spinning some tunes in between the sets and would love to see you there. It's going to be a very fun night. That's tonight at the Lion's Lair for KGNU's quarterly showcase starting at 8:30 p.m. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you back here next Saturday at noon for Terrasonic.
Mardi Gras lovers, KGNU and the Colorado Friends of Cajun Zydeco are bringing Mardi Gras right to you on Saturday, February 23rd at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder. But tickets are going fast, and this is your last chance to come dance to Zydeco Masters Preston Frank and Ed Poulard with the Creole Dance Band. There will be all the Mardi Gras festivities you're used to, but be sure not to miss out. For more information and to get your tickets before they're gone, head over to kgnu.org.
Support comes from Z2 Entertainment, presenting Ladysmith Black Mambazo on March 17th, live at the Boulder Theater. Tickets and information available at bouldertheater.com.
You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. Stay tuned for BBC News.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. US military transport planes carrying humanitarian aid for Venezuela have begun arriving in the Colombian border town of Cucuta, where food and medicine is being stockpiled for distribution. The US AID administrator Mark Green said the aid had been requested by the opposition leader Juan Guaido, who's declared himself interim president.
The United States will continue to stand with the people of Venezuela. The aid being unloaded right now brings critical nutrition products and hygiene supplies to help improve the lives of tens of thousands of Venezuelans. The United States will also continue to stand in solidarity with Interim President Guaido and those in Venezuela who seek a government that represents their interests and is responsive to their needs.
President Maduro has refused to allow the aid in and has ordered the armed forces to remain on high alert against what he called Donald Trump's war plans. The Electoral Commission in Nigeria says it came under no external pressure when it reached its last-minute decision to postpone the presidential and parliamentary elections. Its chairman, Mahmoud Yakubu, said the delay was due to problems transporting electoral material.
I want to appeal to Nigerians and all other stakeholders for their understanding in what has been a very difficult decision for the Commission. Our decision is entirely taken by the Commission. It has nothing to do with security, nothing to do with political influence, nothing to do with availability of resources.
Mr. Yakubu said all sensitive material had now been recalled and the ballot would take place in a week's time. The US Vice President Mike Pence has urged European leaders to follow Washington's lead and withdraw from what he called the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. In a speech to the Munich Security Council, Mr. Pence said America first did not mean America alone, and he sought to reassure European allies that the US would remain committed to the struggle against the Islamic State group. Jonathan Marcus reports.
Syria continues to divide the US and its European allies. Referring to President Trump's plans to pull US troops out of Syria, Mr. Pence said that this was a change of tactics, not of mission. The US, he argued, would keep a strong presence in the region and would, as he put it, hunt down IS whenever and wherever they rear their ugly head. Mr. Pence tried to put a positive gloss on transatlantic relations, praising the many NATO countries who are spending more on defence. But he inevitably insisted the Europeans must do more.
Tens of thousands have marched through Barcelona protesting against the trial in Madrid of Catalan separatists, branding it a farce. The protests, which police estimate numbered 200,000, was led by the Catalan regional president. World News from the BBC. Thousands of mourners across India have attended funerals for some of the 40 paramilitary policemen killed in a suicide bombing in the Kashmir region. Emotions were running high as families and officials paid respects to the coffins draped in the Indian flag. The men were killed when a vehicle packed with explosives rammed a military convoy in the disputed region. Roman Catholic bishops in the United States say the decision to dismiss from the priesthood a former cardinal is a clear signal that the Vatican will not tolerate child abuse. Pope Francis dismissed a final appeal by Theodore McCarrick, the former Archbishop of Washington, clearing the way for his expulsion from the clergy over allegations of child abuse. He's the first cardinal to be defrocked for sexual abuse. Archbishop Charles Scicluna is one of the most respected Vatican investigators of clergy sexual abuse.
The decision to dismiss a bishop from the clerical state is always a very grave